Good day to all the KFM 95.5 radio listeners in and around Menza, and to those also listening across Zambia as well. Hello up there, wherever you may be. Before I start today, I want to read to you a few lines from a poem about my best friend, the tree. The poet was a soldier in the First World War. Joyce Kilmer. The poem is very well known. It is plain and simple, like the poet himself. Unfortunately, he was killed in action shortly after writing this poem and sending it home to a friend. The title is very simply, Trees, by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree, a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast, a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain, poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. So powerful. What can I say? We all know that the tree is truly our best friend, so give one a hug today. All right, getting back to things. Today, to continue explaining how the sustainable fuel wood industry will work in Zambia, it is about community forest plantations. You have probably heard me mention charcoal plantations in past podcasts. What is the community forest going to do with plantations? Well, here's the meaning of plantations. A plantation is land on which local residents cultivate specific crops. Community forests will use plantations in the future to grow trees specifically for charcoal and firewood, taking the pressure off the natural surrounding forests, which still can be used to provide food from nuts and fruits, mushrooms, insects for food, shelter to animals and birds, wind and fire breaks, erosion control, water retention. Forests are home for pollinators like bees, and carbon sinks to store carbon and earn an income for the community by selling carbon credits. There is job creation by providing jobs for paid workers of the community forest. And in this case, these plantations will be growing trees primarily for the making of charcoal and firewood gathering. These plantations will take the pressure off the natural forests that are being overused. The plantations will be within the demarcated community forest. Ideal plantations will be selected from areas that have been heavily deforested from charcoal making and firewood gathering over the years. And they should be close to villages and towns for easy access for taking the fuel wood to the community forest depot. And also easy commutes for workers wherever possible. The plantations will be planted by both reforestation and afforestation methods. The selection of tree species for each plantation will be decided for each plantation and will be different, maybe. They may be indigenous or exotic, and specifically for charcoal making and firewood. Firstly, reforestation. Reforestation is when you replant areas that have been completely denuded of trees. Land that could once have been agricultural fields that are now laid waste because of poor quality of soils, or maybe just too rocky, or for some other reason, like maybe just too uneconomical, or by heavy deforestation from commercial logging. That is, all the valuable trees have been removed, and no trees of any value are what is left. And most of these may be damaged or even prone to disease and fire. This area can then be demarcated as a fuelwood plantation and heavily planted into trees, both indigenous and exotic, that are fast-growing and ideal for making fuelwood. Preferably just a single species for each plantation. And then there is afforestation. As you know, afforestation is when you replace the trees that have been removed over the years for fuelwood or selective logging, or overgrazed by local livestock, leaving the area void of trees or trees that are becoming very scarce. Areas like this can be demarcated as a fuelwood plantation and be part of the community forests, helping supply the fuelwood for the community and for commercial sales. I should mention at this time, the seedlings used for replanting in these plantations will come from the community forest tree nurseries. This is now making tree nurseries my next podcast subject. The labor used in preparing, that's planting and tending these plant plantations, will come from the workers employed by the community forest. They will be paid for their labor. And for these tasks, will be given credits for charcoal and firewood, which they will receive from the community forest depot. Workers' tasks will vary from planting, weeding, perhaps watering when dry conditions prevail, and security. The quicker these plantations are prepared and planted, the sooner the trees will mature and become harvestable. This will prove sustainability. Each plantation will be assessed regularly by the community forest's forest technician, which will monitor fire prevention, pruning and mulching, thinning, and eventually harvesting. A permanent kiln made of brick and metal, equipped with a precision draft system and an airtight door, will be constructed at each plantation or shared with other community forest plantation close at hand. Community forests. Charcoal making workers will fell the selected trees and transport the logs to the permanent kiln on site at the plantation. They will manage the kilns during the firing and the bagging of the contents of the kiln and transporting the community forest depot. For supporting and packaging, the ready-to-use charcoal and bagging, the fines and dust will be shipped to a briquetting facility run by the Sustainable Fuelwood Agency, or a qualified contracting facility. Each community forest will also own a portable charcoal kiln or two in use for occasionally where small kiln jobs are to keep the forest neat and tidy, or when the plantations are not equipped with a permanent kiln. To be clear, the seedlings in charcoal plantations will be all mature at the same time as any reforestation program, so cutting blocks can be set out in a harvesting rotation. So this will guarantee a steady supply of trees for harvesting, thus again mentioning sustainability. Whereas the afforestation program can incorporate the whole community forest and be set out on a rotation of many blocks of planted areas. We are always exploring the potential of making fuelwood sustainable in Zambia. And as I said again, I will discuss community forest tree nurseries next time. Until then, I am Gary Brooks, and I am a world citizen.